If someone comes and asks you for tzedakah, so I think that the halacha says that you don't have to believe any guy that just asks you for money, and you don't have to give him. And at the same time, it's a nice thing to treat a person in a decent way. So you say, I'm sorry, no. And you could have $1 million in your wallet and still say, I'm sorry, no. You don't have to say, I don't have my wallet, I don't have a penny. No. The truth is that for whatever reason, you're not going to give him. And at the same time, you wish him well.
Oh, yeah. I've been at the Kotel in the middle of Shmona Esrei, and I hear.
Right, so I don't. You're not allowed to respond. You ignore the person. They did an aveira. Why should you have anything to do with it? Now, Halacha says that if you're in the middle of Shmona Esrei, you're not supposed to talk to anyone. You're talking to God. So I would ignore the person. Don't get upset at him, and don't look at him. And finish.
It's not something you say like. Is it kind of like good luck?
In the middle of Shmona Esrei, for sure not.
No. If it is a time that you can talk about, I'm walking to the Kotel. I'm walking into the...
Yeah, so I say good luck, but I don't give anyone at the Kotel. I don't give a penny at the Kotel.
I think they did a study, and they found that most people were charlatans at the Kotel.
I don't want to say who's what. When I go to the Kotel...
One of the rabbis actually told me that last semester.
When I go to the Kotel, I don't give a penny to the people that are there. I don't know who they are. I don't know what they are. I tell them good luck. I say, Batzachan, I keep walking. I don't wait to hear the stories. Even though technically the halacha says in Hilchos Tzedakah that when you can't give a poor person tzedakah, you should at least ameliorate his soul. You should at least talk to him and make him feel good and give him strength. I don't think anything I say will give him strength. All they want is my money. And I can wish him luck. And that's it.
There's nothing like official, like,
no, that's lahav. Why? I don't think they're interested. I had a guy stand in shul and yell at me for 5 minutes because I told him batzlacha. I said batzlacha. He said batzlacha isn't going to feed my kids. I said okay, I still wish you batzlacha. And he cursed me out for 5 minutes. I'm sitting there in not so such a comfortable situation. Fine. What am I supposed to say? I'm not going to give him a penny.
No.
Why should I give him a penny? There are poor people who... Guys, if you don't have who to give to, I have poor people, I have hungry people, I have people to give the money to. Why waste your money? There are people out there who don't have food for their kids. There are really poor people out there. We have alumni who don't have food for their kids. We have a person here who an alumni of ours, who doesn't have a refrigerator in his home already for 3 weeks because he can't afford it. So I'm going to waste my money and give it to someone who I don't know who he is? We have an alumni of ours right now, tonight, does not have refrigerated food for Shabbos for his kids. Story from today. So I'm going to waste my money? Why? There are real live people. Why should I be gambling on giving my tzedakah money? When there are people who need the money, for real. I could tell you stories of people who don't have the money for the medication they need, and the government doesn't cover it, and it's medication their life depends on, and they're not getting it. So I'm going to waste my money on someone because maybe he's for real? I don't think so. If you guys don't know the real cases, I'll put you in touch with the real cases. You don't even have to trust me. You can give the money directly. It doesn't even have to go through me. But why waste your money? Yeah, and every shekel counts, believe me. When you don't have it, every shekel is a lot.
On the other hand, I've also experienced that I have given tzedakah and maybe like something that's way more than a minimum, like let's say 5 shekels or something like that, and you never hear like a thank you or something like that. Is there something that they're not supposed to? Because I understand it's better like to give a loan than tzedakah. I learned something it's better to give a loan than tzedakah in order to also teach the lesson. You know that you have to return. Somebody taught me that.
There are 10 levels in tzedakah. The Rambam says. The best form of tzedakah is giving a job. That's why we have a gemach, and the focus of our gemach is to help guys get a job. Meaning, the first thing I do when people give us money to the gemach is, if the person needs a loan in order to take a course in order to get a job, then we try to help them. If the person tells me, I don't have food for my kids, so I say, okay, so we'll get you a loaf of bread.
But there's not like an Indiana.
One second, because the question is, how are you going to have food tomorrow? I understand you need food today. So the halacha says, if someone tells you I need food, you give him food. Fine, we'll give you food, no problem. But what's going to be tomorrow? You have to be realistic. I think that a decent person says thank you when they receive something. Even the person, Rus, who taught us that the one who's receiving tzedakah is doing a favor with the donor, Rus said, Shema Isha Shel Siti Imo Hayom Boaz. Rus taught us this concept that when you accept tzedakah, you're doing a favor to the man who gave it to you. You still see that she gave this whole long speech to Boaz telling him thank you. You know, she understood the concept that by accepting tzedakah, you're doing him a favor. And at the same time, she said thank you. So why shouldn't we say thank you? I think that's decency. On the other hand, a guy is not decent. You know, who are we to teach him? Poor guy.
He's in. Maybe if he says thank you, then that's like making it official that it was a donation. He doesn't want to be seen as a kaftan.
I don't know. A guy just got a donation. I think decency says to say thank you. But again, I think that we should try and allocate our funds to situations that are really needy and not shoot in the dark. You have an opportunity to do a biblical mitzvah, do it. You want to give something to someone who happens to come to you? Okay, give him 10 agurot, give him 20 agurot, give him 30 agurot. Fine. But anything more than that, why? Why not save it and do really good things with it? You know, there are really hungry people out there. And if you give all your money to situations where you don't know what's really going on there, what's going to be when the really hungry people need food? On this point?
Yeah.
Okay, yes, sir.
What about the car guys? Is it, you know, if they're legitimate in general? Like
I don't know.
Call this one phone.
Right, and I don't know.
At least never check them. They say call one person just to see if they're real.
I know.
But he's never checked.
Correct. I know live people who need the money for medication. Why should I give to this person who actually funded a car and everything else? The other people are going to give them. Let me give to the other cases that need it.
Do they have a sheet of, like in Chicago, they have like if people want to collect money in any show, that's just one piece of paper from that organization. Do they have it here?
A lot of these papers are a year old or 5 years old, and they're forged papers. I wouldn't be quick to trust papers.
Is there organizations that try to set up paper, like they try to set up something?
I don't know how that works. I don't know. You know, different rabbis give different letters, and there are different organizations that give different things. I don't know.
It makes sense.
But you got to read the writing. You know, sometimes the letter says this person is going to undergo a procedure in a month, and they need XYZ funding. If you look at the date of the letter, it's 3 years old, so it's very nice they gave him a letter. No one bothers looking at the date and what the letter says. If you really want to you really want to understand if that letter is worth anything, read it. More often than not, people who come to my door with letters, those letters are not valid anymore. I'd say 9 out of 10. So yeah, they have an official letter, but the letter's dated 3 years ago. Okay. Yes, sir.
2 points. The first is, from your experience of living in Israel, if someone is actually needy on the street, are there organizations that they can? How would these people get their? How would they get their support? I mean, obviously, there are many people who are not in need, but then they're like you said. There are some who are in need, and they don't always have a nice rabbi
that they can go to. It's tough, you're right. It's a problem. It's a big problem, because the real big organizations have waiting lists that are hundreds of people long. And until a person has a massive crisis where there are like 15 kids which have nothing to eat, then you don't get to the top of the list. Because there are other people who have other crises. It's a problem. There's a huge challenge here. You're saying, what happens when the real cases come up? It's a problem. I don't have any quick fix for it. You know, I've encountered people who made the terrible error of taking loans from loan sharks or the mafia, and then they end up spending their whole life just paying the interest on those loans because they had nowhere to turn. And it's a problem. You know, if a person is part of a frum community, then they should go to their rabbi, and then hopefully the rabbi will be able to see how to help them out. But for people who do not have that asset, very often they end up making big, big, big mistakes in their life and paying a big price for it. I don't know of a solution for these people. I'm sad to say, I don't. You know, there are different organizations that try to help, not only religious organizations, there are organizations in general. In this country and in every country that try to help, But at the end of the day, you're right. If a person, God forbid, is in need and they're not a part of a community, I don't know how they'd help themselves. I don't know.
Is it getting worse since the crisis? Whatever it was 2 years ago, did it get worse than it now? Did Rabbi notice that? Very, the people that we know.